Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host Elaine Trusso, and I'm here with Erin. Erin is going to be one of our panelists for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can stream this live on YouTube, or for $47, you can actually participate in the summit and come and actually learn amazing tools and skills and implement what you learn. Miss Erin is one of our panelists who'll be talking about lead attraction, which everybody wants. Where do I get more leads? How do I get more people into my business, et cetera, et cetera? So, Erin, can you introduce yourself for the people that don't know you yet?
Hey, so I'm Erin Pennings. You can hear Douglas the puppy in the background here. I'm a copywriter and a marketing strategist, and I primarily help people figure out what to say and how to say it, and then I help them say it. So it's like there's these three phases. We find the message and then we communicate it. And what is so important and vital about that with lead attraction is that is the basis of your lead attraction. If you can talk to people in the words that they need to hear, that makes them want to work with you.
Yeah.
So, yes.
How did you get started in this? Like, what was your journey that led you to this thing?
This thing. So, I always joke that all roads led me to this point. Because if you look at what I've done in the past, my career path looks like really bizarre. There's some helicopter flight seeing based stuff, there's some marketing stuff, there's some travel and tourism stuff. And what it all had to do, it was all sales and marketing. In some level. And it was all about figuring out what it is that people need to know. But I didn't know that it was copywriting. It was just like part of my job and what I had to do. And I remember sitting in my office in 2011 being like, oh man, there's 11 million emails and everyone's inboxes. How is mine going to stand out? Because it doesn't matter what you're writing if people don't open it. It doesn't matter what you're saying to the world if no one's paying attention. So really, that was kind of the start of this thought process. And then in 2019, I officially opened my doors. I'm like, well, I guess I'll do something with marketing. And I thought copywriting was this old thing, which clearly it is not. But 5 years later, here we are. And it's been really fun to grow and develop and figure out, again, how the roads that I've been on have led me here. And I don't know where it's going necessarily, but I like this bus and I'm going to stick on it.
I love that. So, what do you think some of the biggest mistakes that business owners make when they are thinking about copy, when they're thinking about marketing? What do you see?
That's such a good question. And I think, the number one mistake is making assumptions. Number one mistake we all make in everyday life. You think you know something, and so you operate on that. And there's nothing wrong with that from a high level. You have to test something, you have to start somewhere, you have to be able to gather data, and you don't want to wait until it's perfect before you dive in. However, that's where you start. And then there's a point when it's like, okay, I've proven the concept, I've proven what I'm doing and proven what I'm building, all of the things. Now I need to fine-tune it so that I'm actually building this pipeline. So I'm building this funnel that is repeatable. And part of it's systems, but a big part of it's messaging and paying attention to what your audience actually wants. So you're no longer assuming that you know who they are and what they want, but you're actually asking them. And you're paying attention to what this is. So that's like the number one mistake. And I mean, I can talk for hours on this, but and the other thing that I always joke about, well, it's not a joke, it's a true story that's unfortunate, like learn from my mistake, is trying to be clever. Because you see all these super fun brands out there like Hoopery and Who Gives a Crap and BarkBox. These are all that are like top of mind for me today. There's actually a theme if you're paying attention. But so they're all fun, they're all clever, they're all catchy, but that doesn't fit every brand. And it took them a lot of work to get to that point. So my very first reaction on my website was get snack, because my brand is Poppy Snacks. It's my company name. I was like, oh, it's so awesome, it's gonna be amazing. No one clicked on the damn CTA because they didn't know what it meant. So it was clever, but not clear. So I always encourage people to focus on like getting your message really concise and clear, and then you can always add the flavor later. And sometimes it comes up right away, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's okay. Not everyone is funny all the time, and not everyone's brand is meant to be funny.
I can totally 100% resonate with that. So like I'm obsessed with friends. People that know me know this, but like I decided that I was going to add in some friends flavor into my branding. I mean, look at my office here. Like you would never know. Like Elaine likes friends. I would never guess that, you know? But it started like people started associating it with me. So like, for example, when Matthew Perry died, do you know how many messages I got in my inbox? I'm sending you condol. I'm like, I didn't know him personally, but thank you know? But it's what people associate me with. So I was like, how can I take this a step further? Right. And it's been really fun to do a little, like right now I'm in the middle of Friends Business Bingo, which is very fun. I know. And I was like, how can I bring in this fun and flavor into the thing that I love? How can I combine the two things that I love, which is talking about business, helping other business owners and friends? How can I combine those two? And I don't think everybody can do that. I think it has to, you have to have a, it's very like there's a line, right? Like you don't want to just be about friends. But it like using stories and using quotes from the show or anything like that, I think helps people kind of like remember or like, oh yeah, no, now I totally get it. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
totally. Well, and I love that you were talking about that, because that's the other side of it, is like the brand isn't also all about your customers. Yes, you have to pay attention to them, but there's part of you that has to come through. Otherwise, people know that it's not real. And when you're talking about it and you light up, it's like, it. This is your thing. We have to do something with this.
I was very big on for a long time. I had this fear of offending people because I love profanity. It is my jam. And I had to decide that my clients are not my mother, right? Like my mom is offended, but I knew that if I started using profanity in my business, I could repel or attract the right people.
So you have to plant your flag somewhere. And there's some fences you can ride, sure. But it's fun. I love to talk about this kind of stuff. So we can talk for hours on this. I love
I know, me
it.
too. Me too. I just think it's like being your authentic self. If you can tap into who you truly are, you will attract the people that like appreciate that about you or like, oh my God, I love that too, right? It just becomes that thing that I think helps you be relatable, vulnerable, authentic, like all that kind of stuff. I think it's something that maybe people are kind of missing is they think that they have to act a certain way or be a certain way, like put on this mask, like pretend like they're an actor that they're going to in order to get clients. And I'm like, what if you didn't though?
What if you were yourself
What
and
if
people
you were
loved you for who
yourself,
you are?
right? Like, what a noble concept.
Totally. Oh, I love that. I love so much about that. And I think, and the other side of it is people who are introverted or skew introverted, they feel, and I do this myself, I'm like this ambivert, I ride the line. That's a line that I do ride. And I have no control over what I'm going to be on which day. But, it's like there's almost this persona that you put on to protect this inner person, but it doesn't mean that you can't be that person. It just means that you maybe give all of it.
So fun fact, I joke that I have like nine different personalities and it's like the movie Inside Out is in my head, right? And I have an alter ego. Her name's Fuck It Felicia and she is a Snapchat filter that has a voice changer. I have no control what comes out of her mouth.
I love that you have named her and defined her, and
Oh
like,
yes.
I love it.
So like it's super fun. But like I can play those characters and like give pep talks. Like Fuck It Felicia is a great pep talker. Like she will talk, she will motivate
She
anybody to
will give it to you straight, and you will
yes.
love it. Yep, I can tell.
Yes.
I haven't
Yes.
talked to her yet,
I
but
know.
I will.
It's so fun. So fun. So can you talk about your secret sauce? I know you have a secret sauce that you use when you are trying to help people. Can you talk a little bit more about what that is?
So one of the things I say a lot is that your secret sauce isn't the stuff that you know. It is the stuff that you bring to the table. So like, because anyone can Google how to write a blog. You can look it up, you can YouTube it, you can do your own research. Anyone can figure out how to write website copy. Anyone can theoretically figure out how to do all of this stuff. So that's not anyone's secret sauce, but the secret sauce is your brain. And my brain is a weird place. It frightens me sometimes. And, but I think that's what it is. It's that lived experience. It's the fact that I can say, oh, hey, I've worked in this industry. I know what they're doing. Isn't it really interesting? They did this 20 years ago and it's coming back full circle here. And a lot of it's the personality and just who I connect with. I do have a framework that I talk about. It's the reach, visibility, trajectory. But again, it's one of the ways that I've codified how I do the thing. But I think the secret sauce is a blend of, what I love, what lights me up, which right now is this adorable puppy who, if I could move the camera,
Douglas, I love
would Douglas.
it.
But it's all the things that I've built this business around to allow me to do. So spending time doing what I want, taking 12 weeks off a year, doing some of these other things. And I realize this is a secret sauce conversation and not intro to Erin's brain conversation, but that's really what it is. It's a blend of being able to listen to people and hear what you're not saying, pay attention to what's actually happening, what you're actually saying when your eyes light up when you get excited versus what you're saying when you're like, okay, this is interesting. And just listening for some of those nuggets and knowing how to find them. That's me listening to people, but it's also being able to recognize that in the written word too. And it's something you can't teach.
So you are going to be on our sales and launching best practices panel. And I'm wondering if you can kind of give people an idea of what they can expect to hear from you at the summit.
Yeah, well, and I think, we kind of touched on it already, but it's that it's not about you. Your business is not about you. Your business is allowing you to do what you want to do and to really shine in the way that you like to. But your business and how you talk about it is only like this much about you. And it's like, this is really bad measurement. But for anyone watching versus listening, you just gotta like eeny, meeny, miny, moe of my hands. But really, it's like a 10% to 90%. It's 10% about you and 90% about what you can do for your people. And that redounds to your messaging, that redounds to your marketing, and that redounds to your lead attraction. But it also means you've got to know who you are, who your people are. So.
I love that. I'm so excited to have you come in and share your tips and stuff like that about, attracting leads, because I think it's a thing that everybody is focused on. And I think that the reason that they're not getting leads into their business is because there's something missing. And so I'm really hoping that the people that need to hear that will come and hear that what is missing so that they can actually start attracting the right customers into their business and grow their business, because that's what we're all trying to do, right? We're all trying to grow our business and things like that.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited to be there. It's going to be as soon as I saw the announcement go out, I'm like, I have to. Yeah, we got excited, man.
Douglas is excited. We're all excited.
Douglas will probably be there.
Yay.
Love him enough.
Well, I'm super excited to have you as part of our summit, and I cannot wait. So, thank you for coming to visit with me today, and we'll see everybody on January 17th at the summit.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, and I will see you then.
All right. Bye, everybody.